There are a lot of people today that are trying to reinvent Jesus. They're trying to give Jesus a facelift. What's happening is, even among Christians, we try sometimes to put a spin on the statements of Jesus so they're more palatable, so that they're fit for public consumption, so they fit more into the notions of the kind of Christ that people maybe could, we think, believe in. But you know what? Jesus is not looking for a PR entourage to walk in front of him. He is looking for servants to walk behind him so that he can lead us where he knows we should go, instead of us trying to lead him and the image of him in some direction that will be more popular with people. It's not about what's popular, it's about what's true. And ultimately, sharing with people what's true and we believing what's true is the kindest and most gracious thing we can do, because in the end, our vote doesn't matter. We've got to either accept it or reject it. The devil is a con man who rejects it, and he's the one who spins. He is always denying, revising, spinning the truth. Jesus said there is no truth in him. In John 8, he called him a liar and the father of lies. The NIV translates it in that passage, when he lies, when Satan lies, he speaks his native language. That's right. It comes naturally to him. And there's a lot of lies out there, a lot of propaganda, and we just kind of naturally in the Christian community fall into it. And we fall into it as Christian writers and as Christian publishers. And pretty soon we just have our own little versions of essentially just what the world's saying, but we put a little tweak and a little spin and throw in a verse here and there, and it's a little baptized version of what the world is doing. Now, there can be times where it is certainly appropriate to take something out there that the world is recognizing and dealing with and, you know, bring it in as a trend and a popular thing that can we can bring a proper biblical perspective to. I'm not throwing that all out. But I'm saying, why don't we go to God's Word first and take our cues from Scripture first and let that lead us?